Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Catherine Deneuve.
Oh, Deneuve.
Deneuve. I wish I was French. I could really say it right. Anyway, she's a 2-5 generator on the right angle cross of the laws, and she's in the quarter of duality, sixth color, right fixed, split definition. She's got an unconscious 31-7 with the 7 also conscious, an electromagnetic 33-13, and an unconscious 360 with the 3 also being conscious.
Nope, very interesting. First thing I noticed was no activations in her solar plex.
Yes.
And my impression would be she's hot. And I think it would come from fourth gate, fifth line seduction. You know, so she's a seductive person, 2-5 profile.
She's a 2-5. She's got 6 fifth lines. Right.
You know, but it's just so curious when you look at designs and you go, wow, open solar plex, you know, so.
But, she, you know, she, really her nickname is the Ice Maiden. And that, you know,
really?
That she really is, you know, some of her most outstanding roles is where she's kind of this cold, remote, you know.
Perfect.
You know, removed, you know, and that really, when you really start to think about her, you know, yes, the seduction is a different kind of seduction, I think. It isn't this hot sexuality that's really, you know, being put out. There is really this remoteness about her, this coolness about her.
Right. I mean, as an alpha, 731 channel, and, you know, the prodigal, the 1333, but no conscious definition, no consistent conscious definition. And the funny thing is, here she is on this right angle cross of the laws, the rules for your life, the rules for everybody's life. But it's she has no tribal definition, you know? So
she says she can be very critical on herself and on other people. Right, and very demanding. I mean, and I think that's also something that's kind of, you know, known about her. And I think, you know, this whole, the alpha business, right?
Right.
And also, I think, yeah, having that 50th gate in her personality sun, that line of determination, you know, I mean.
Strength
you know,
of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And 46-2, prima donna, and 46-5, and that's actually in detriment, which, you know, it's about proper rhythm, but it's actually going against your own best interest type of, you know, rebel against what brought you success in the previous movie, you know?
Well, I don't think she's done that. I mean, she's done over 100 films. I mean, she originally, her sister was an actor. And that's actually how, you know, they kind of said, okay, you come over here. And then basically, you know, called her into this. And she got involved at a pretty young age. And now, you know, has done over 100 films. I mean, she's a very famous international actress and has worked for a lot of the very famous directors. It's interesting. She says that directors have to push me. I have to be pushed up.
Uh-huh.
Not all the time, but often. And it's interesting, I think, with this 360. You know, she likes kind of being on the edge, you know, just this kind of nebulousness has to be sort of there, I think. You know, for her, she's really more interested in the story, which, of course, with the 33-13, that would be the case, than she is in the part so much.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is this is a strong person. When you look at two activations of the 45th gate, both sixth line, the outsider. So there's this rulership. And besides being an alpha and...
I mean, she's really kind of gone against the tribe. I mean, it's interesting, this thing about the laws, the law that you get married to have children. She was really one of the first people that was, you know, having children out of wedlock.
She was.
She was married to David Bailey for a few years in the 70s. Then she had a child with
Master Antonio.
Yeah, and then she had one with Vadim. Neither of whom she married.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, this was really pretty outrageous. But I think that's part of what you really see here is that she's someone that did it her own way. She follows her own law.
Right, right. Well, 16th gate, third line, two activations.
You know.
Independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 19th gate, sixth line. I mean, how reclusive, how...
she is. She's in the very, you know... her private life is nobody's business.
Right,
really.
Right.
I mean, she protects it probably more than anybody, really.
Yeah, because that recluse is the mm-hmm. south node, 19th gate. But the north node is the 33rd gate, 6th line, which is disassociation. But it's really about refinement and privacy and, you know, I don't want to say withdrawal, but...
Isn't the 19th gate is one of these cross-special gates, right?
Right, right.
And she, one of the things, she really likes mice and rats. She thinks they're so cute. It's interesting because my daughter, you know, has the 19
right, right.
and had, you know, had rats. And it's just, I thought that was fascinating that here she has the 19 and that there's, you know, there's this connection.
Right, right.
You know.
No, it's just an interesting desire. I mean, mm-hmm. open splenic center. So, you know, just never feeling safe or you're going to survive. I mean, I think a lot of energy has gone into surviving and, you know, open heart center. So, but no activations, you know, and in the south, it's like not having to prove yourself, not having to do anything, you know, where you're just kind of.
Well, it sounds like, you know, she lives just this kind of normal life, right? And then she's this very famous movie actress, right? But that she's never been, it's not all about her work. It's really, you know, it's about her life and that the life that she has, I mean, it's like she gardens. I mean, things like that that are like important to her, right? And then when she gets there to work, it has to be interesting work, right? I think that's the thing about the 360. It's like, it's got to be something that she can be passionate enough about that she can get into this character. She talks about the fact that she doesn't stay in character. I mean, she says it's enough to be in this character all day long, then I'm done with it,
right?
I mean, I think this is the thing about having this very defined G. It's like, okay, you know, I'm this person now, but now I'm finished with that, right?
Right, right. No, I think the things that would attract her with that, and she attracts attention with the 56 gate fifth line, you know, attracting attention, unusualness,
mm-hmm.
and, but, you know, all those head activations, 64th gate twice, the 24th gate, which is fourth line about mm-hmm. aloneness, and that's where the fourth gate, fifth line seduction is. But
well, she says that she likes to really do these long, complicated scenes, right? And I think that it's, that is also part of it, that that kind of engages her, you know, at all of these different kind of mental levels.
Right.
And, you know, and since she's so open emotionally,
right,
it's like taking that in. And you know, she does say that, you know, she doesn't like drama. She says, I'm someone that, you know, I smooth it all out. I make it okay for everybody. That's how I am. I don't like drama. You know, of course she doesn't like drama,
right? Doesn't know how to feel in drama, you know, but, you know, and 12th gate, you know, so it's caution in those social
mm-hmm.
interactions, very pragmatic,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and she does, she would remember her lines with the 1333, you know, so she could handle the long, drawn out role.
And I think she has, you know, these small group of friends that, you know, that are very loyal to her, that she's loyal to. I mean, I think this is where, you know, the tribal part of her nature, you know, does come out, you know, in her personal life in that way, right?
Oh, I think as a 2-5 profile, you know, she's called, you know, it's all about her calling, you know, being called, but it's very, these people aren't influenced really, you know. You can't get them to do...
Oh, well, they have to be motivated. You know, she has to be motivated. It's interesting. She talks about that, you know, some actors don't like to look at the dailies. She loves to look at the dailies, and she looks just at herself, okay? She's just looking at herself, right? But that in just looking at herself, then she starts to see the whole scene, which is really the 2-5, right? It's like, here I am. I'm looking at what I'm doing, But as I do that at this unconscious level, the whole thing starts to unfold in front of my eyes. I mean, I just thought that was very interesting, right?
No, that's the fun of doing these, because mm-hmm. they have quotes that they've said about how they work.
Mm-hmm.
I think interesting, too, with that 2-5 profile, Prince William has a 2-5 profile.
Yeah, these people. You know. She says people expect a lot more from someone they think looks interesting. It's a burden, right? And I think that's absolutely true. It's like, you know, in all her life, she attracts attention and expectations. And that, you know, this has been part of what she's really had to learn to deal with. It's, you know, it's why she maintains her privacy.
Yeah, well, as a 6 color, I mean, mm-hmm. this is a mutative person, mm-hmm. aside from the 360 channel. Which can be energy which fluctuates and mutates, which means sometimes she wants to work, sometimes not, and she has the energy and the...
She talked about she really likes silent films because, you know, just really watching how they're conveying things.
Right.
And that she would actually really like to do a silent movie, right? Uh-huh. Which I think is just, you know, really interesting when you look at her design. I mean, she has this very strong throat. Right, but it's all unconscious, right? So in some ways, you know, this attraction to just let's just do it without saying anything and see if we can convey anything. I mean, you know, and it, I think just what keeps her amused,
right?
You know, who you know, the story, the director, or whatever that she would find.
Oh yeah,
amusing.
She has to be called.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the calling yourself. You know. And, well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time.
But, oh, so much fun.
Say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.